Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 16th day of November 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Obviously, yesterday I talked about the fact that there is only one remedy that is in the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence that can fix the problem that we're facing outside of a armed assault against the globalist occupation forces that have hijacked the federal government and most of the states. It is lawful redress. It is in the Declaration of Independence. And we are going to go over the Declaration of Independence when we come back out of this break. And I left my copy in there, and earlier I needed another one printed, please. Now, since I called for this yesterday, and it's like calling the sun coming up in the morning, it's not anything, a credit to myself. It's just that it's self-evident, so I'm pointing it out. It has gone extremely viral, thanks to all of you, the listeners, and thanks to Edwin Vieira, advisor Ron Paul, and of course, constitutional lawyer and his former chief of staff and founder of the Von Mises Institute, Lou Rockwell, concurring with my analysis and battle plan yesterday. It has gone extremely viral. And of course, thanks to Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, still linking to it right in the middle of the main column, right in the center, third story down underneath Ron Paul's farewell address that's now been up there for 2 days. Obviously, Drudge knows that's important, as we all do. Most powerful speech Ron Paul's ever given, one of the greatest speeches I've ever seen, as it just lays out the compendium and the absolute tyranny that we as a society are facing. Again, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, because I had that epiphany Wednesday night, I was pretty wound up in the first hour. I'm even more focused today, and I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back. And I am going to calmly lay out exactly what I'm saying we need to do and direct you to the red linked article that is a synopsis, basic boil down of a general framework of how we can defeat the globalist. And if you believe in yourself and if you take these powerful tools up in your hands and if you prosecute the globalist by exposing them, speaking out against them, resisting them, demonizing them, which is easy to do. You just point out what they've done and give the example of the republic versus being the corrupt empire we've become, conquered by foreign interest. Then we can restore the republic. And this is not something that's going to happen overnight. As Dr. Vieira said yesterday, he said, if we really prosecute this, it would take 3 years. And things will be very bad indeed within 3 years. We are being imploded by design. This is a worldwide program. This has been done in countries over and over and over again. So we know exactly what the globalists are going to do. We know exactly what they are going to engage in. And it is so frustrating to see the mind game, they have another word for it, it's a profane term, the mind, you know what, that people are under, where they value their servitude and tyranny and giggle at you when you try to explain to them what's happening. Okay, but this is a scientific program we're under, and there's only one way out short of violence. And don't worry, when we start having success fighting these guys peacefully, they're going to get violent. But we have to let them get violent first. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Friday, the 16th day of November, 2012. I am coming to you live from Austin, Texas. The globalists are in my city right now. I literally saw 50 helicopters this morning ferrying globalists into the Formula One race and event that's all taxpayer paid for with the Ecclestone. I'm going to be breaking that down a little bit later because it integrates as a case point example of what big government and corporate fascism using socialism at the grassroots level is really all about and the real political paradigm we're in, not the false left-right system they try to keep us in. And there's real debates between the left and right, but it's only on limited issues, and then the controllers are so close to each other and who finances them that you never get any change for the better. In fact, you see the rapid, planned, orchestrated, premeditated move towards authoritarian, psychopathic control. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, today, we are going to break down in part two of what I began yesterday. This is historic, what's happening. And we are at a historic crossroads. It is just that simple. And we are not going to get out of the premeditated move towards total authoritarian control unless we face the fact that we have been conquered to a great extent by six global private megabank Ponzi scheme derivative selling crime organizations. And we must learn that enemy's philosophy. We must learn that enemy's goals. I have learned their goals. And let me tell you, it isn't pretty. And we must educate the sheep out there and warn them and say, hey, I know you've been preconditioned to laugh at us. And I know that you've been under high-tech mind control, high-tech conditioning. But listen, stuff's going to get worse and worse. And this is why it's going to get worse and worse. Because let me tell you, a lot of the sheeple aren't laughing now because their ox is getting gored. But this isn't a game. It isn't, oh, I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a libertarian. I listen to Alex Jones. I go to DrudgeReport.com. I like Ron Paul. This is, you better make this your full-time job to get the word out however you see fit. To people that we've got a real authoritarian group that runs the federal government and intimidates the few senators and House members that aren't on the globalist payroll, that is putting in total election fraud, that is bankrupting the country by design to consolidate it. All of the really rich people I know have left the United States or are leaving. The elites are leaving. The corrupt globalists are leaving. The government is digging in for war against the American people. And you're like, well, the American people never stood up. Why is the government gearing up for a fight? Because they know. They've done the psychological testing. They've done the focus groups. They've got the Google NSA spying systems. They know where the people really stand. And they know that when they try to start taking your guns, when they start taking the farms, and when they bankrupt things fully and try to have national conscription for domestic work brigades, which Rahm Emanuel and others have announced, and I've played the clips here, it's in the Obama deception, that when they implode things and impose as the saviors and put 100 million people on food stamps, it was 25 million 3.5 years ago, it's 50 million today, right at 49 million plus. When they got 100 million and then 150 million, that 150 million is going to say, not only do we take all the middle class's money and wealth, put them in a labor camp while these lazy blobs sit around with their Obama phones. Folks, this has been done in country after country after country, and the globalists have said this is their plan. While they sit offshore and fly around above us in $50 million private jets with their prostitutes and their bodyguards in tow and fly around above us in luxury helicopters when they're in our cities. They have a will, a criminal will, to break us and impoverish us. That's their rear guard action after they fully imploded the economy and consolidated it. They then move into armored private cities and rural redoubts, and they travel by helicopters into high security zones for public events and things to grandstand, because these peacocks do enjoy grandstanding. I've studied these people down to every minute level, okay? I live this, and I know them, and they're arrogant. They operate like you don't even exist and you're animals. And for all intents and purposes, the general public are arrested development, childlike individuals who have no idea even what's going on. I've got a message to establishment liberals today as well. I'm going to get past all the Coke, Pepsi, Ford, Chevy, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cowboys, you know, versus this, versus that, and really try to talk to you. And I'm going to talk to conservatives as well, mainline conservatives. Listen, if you don't grow up now, folks, we are going down all the way, okay? Just remember this later, okay? Because I know a lot of you aren't going to wake up now. I know a lot of you are going to sit there and laugh about this, and it's all funny because you've been taught that as a defense mechanism. Listen, you're going to weep and wail and grind your teeth, gnash your teeth, wishing later you would have done something. If this thing comes in, and let me tell you, it's coming in. The gate's opening. Hell is pouring in. The dam is broken already. God's shields are being lifted off this country. Anytime we can repent, and I don't mean in these fake churches. I mean just getting on your knees to, even if you don't believe in God or spirituality, really getting real and getting past all this crud, because absolute evil is being released. Once there's no checks and balances, once you let the most powerful and corrupt get into positions of total domination, the very worst will go to the top and hell is released. Now, yesterday, I pointed out the remedy to restore the republic and to have the United States go back to being a light to the world, not a black sunshine projecting the model of torture, secret arrest, propaganda, immorality, degeneracy. And real degeneracy is this lazy-eyed, giggling, snickering enjoyment of tyranny that so many of these minions to the system revel in. It's a spirit of giving up, of laughing, of saying, good, let it all collapse, or good, let the government arrest people that are political, good, let the UN take control of the internet and have this kill switch that's now being announced today. Yeah, as soon as the president announces, I don't care if Congress doesn't give me the cybersecurity internet kill switch takeover, it's already in place. I now sign a secret order giving control to, and the UN has to brag, to them. See, none of this stuff's ever secret, even though they say it's secret, because then they can't help but brag and announce, okay, now the UN's been given the internet. That was announced this morning. Do you understand what's happening? Do you understand that the DNS addresses and the routing systems and the kill switches and the NSA codes have all been transferred to the United Nations and NATO? Our military is now commanded by NATO. America has been conquered. And if you get anything I've said to you, and I'm going to lay out the plan to defeat these people, and it's going to be a hard road. They're arrogant. They're accustomed to victory. And they will drop the hammer. But that's their strength and their weakness. If you take anything away from what I say to you here, it's this. We absolutely must come to the understanding and the recognizing that we have been conquered by a foreign power. We must come to that realization. Just like if you're an alcoholic and the doctor tells you you're going into liver failure and you're going to die in a year if you keep drinking, you've got to come to grips with it or you're going to die. And a lot of people won't come to grips with it and they will die of liver failure. And it's the same thing politically. This is not a question. It's not a debate. We have linked up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the article that I put together with Paul Watson, Why the States Must Secede to Save America, Declaration of Independence 2.0, Restoring the Republic. We have a link in that article to our article from the first issue of the magazine. We have an online version of it. Banksters declare they've conquered America. And it's dozens of mainstream newspapers with central bank heads and TV hosts on CNBC and others saying a global government's here run by six banks and they're going to run our lives and appoint our leaders and raise taxes to pay themselves our money. So that's what Washington is. And this story has gone viral thanks to you getting the word out, thanks to Matt Drudge at DrudgeReport.com, and thanks to so many others. You've got to get all your local talk show hosts. You've got to get your state houses. We've got to get everybody on this, and I'll break down the plan of victory straight ahead.
Federal agents, we are armed! What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too?
Saw all of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you?
What would you do?
Things we know. Would you stand up?
This, of course, is the artist known as Paris. He's a patriot, listener of the show. I think we ought to play a little bit of this song before I get into restoring the Republic and the battle plan to get our country back. Crank this up a little bit.
I see a message from the government, like every day. I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, cause I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never fit to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. And George Washington, who was a Freemason, warned the Illuminati, was taking over and taking control of the Masonic lodges. And I say to the Masonic lodges, if you say you stand for good and stand against Mephistopheles, well, then get out there and fight the takeover of America. And I say that to all the churches, all the groups, all the civic organizations. Ron Paul, in his 49-minute speech, his farewell address 2 days ago, listed the secret arrest, the torture. He called them authoritarian psychopaths in a premeditated authoritarian takeover and a conversion to fascism. These are quotes. Listen. Ron Paul is a scholar, just as I am, and he can maintain his behavior. Me, I'm a younger man. I get angry, folks. Just like if there was a fire and a big windstorm blowing the fire from house to house, and everybody was just sitting around burning up in their houses, I would be the type trying to get people out of their homes, not because I'm goody two shoes, but because I have an instinct to help my fellow man. And we have a firestorm of globalist evil bankrupting and taking every county, city, state over by design, taking our money, our tax money, and giving it to criminal corporate interest, corporate welfare at every level, while a pittance of that money ends up going to the public to domesticate them, and then I see the poor domesticated slaves telling me, oh, the government's my friend, I'm part of the system, and their identity is connected to the government, and they talk to you like they're part of the government, and there's nothing you can do. We're going to collectivize everything. These people are so stupid. They really think the government brought in government health care so they'd give them free health care. The insurance companies wrote it. Their stocks have exploded. Their profits have exploded. They can now charge you whatever they want for health care. They've killed the free market in health care. Just the government money for 50 years is what's driven up the price. Now it's going to get 10 times worse. And now government bureaus are going to make you pay more for it, but decide what health care you can get. It's all being announced. And I've got to sit there and watch the dumbest, willfully ignorant, moron liberal socialist lecture me all day about how great planned economies are. Let me give you the other big news. Not only are we conquered by a foreign globalist banking cartel, an international. Foreign isn't even the word, even though it's mainly came out of Europe and England, these dynasties. It's global, exempt from all the nation state laws. They use the nation states to hijack those, put tyrannies over us. Then they're globalist in their new world order, exempt from it all, exempt from taxes, exempt from regulations. They're now giving the central banks diplomatic immunity. They're now giving the carbon taxers diplomatic immunity. They're now giving the whores of the military brass diplomatic immunity. The police are announcing diplomatic immunity. A bunch of the illegal aliens are immune now. You know, the Democrats have got now over 100,000 signatures on whitehouse.gov saying they want to deport Americans that want to secede. Hey, why don't you deport the illegal aliens that come over here and get their can have their babies for free when U.S. citizens can, or get free tuition? No, that's the groups they're bringing in to then fraudulently vote to take my guns. It's a very simple equation. Bring in a bunch of foreigners, a bunch of other people, give them my money, and have them vote to make me their slave while a bunch of filthy offshore bankers have their way with us. And by the way, Austin, this morning, literally 30, 40, 50 helicopters, everybody who lives in Austin seeing it, ferrying the elites. That these Formula One races are like public Bilderberg meetings. This is where they all come into town, and I'm going to be talking about that. But listen, I'm focused. This is the prelude. I'm going to come in like a laser beam after the break and lay out my battle plan to defeat these people and the fact that it has gone viral and what you can do. You want solutions? It's coming.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern time, we are here live. And I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, pray for us, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, where to begin here? There is so much to go over. Obviously, Petraeus says CIA talking points were edited to play down terrorism. Oh, really? You think so? When the White House said it was a group of protesters that in a 7-hour gun battle with medium-sized artillery and rockets and anti-aircraft guns attacked the arms compound with the ambassador in it. I mean, this is a joke. It's like, oh, they now admit the sun comes up in the morning. Wow. Knew immediately Al-Qaeda link group responsible from Benghazi. Petraeus testifies to Congress. Really? You think so? That's who they hired to be the security over the whole city. Benghazi was the command base to bring in Al-Qaeda to start the revolution a year and a half ago to overthrow Gaddafi. Gee, you think it was Al-Qaeda? NATO brought them in. But see, they can only do this type of stuff because the general public does not know how to find their rear end with both hands. Oh, they know how to find the TV guide online. They know how to act tough, you know, strutting around in the convenience store buying their 12-pack of beer. They know how to, you know, goof off all day. People aren't stupid overall, even though there was a big study just came out a few days ago that IQs are dropping. That's physically we're getting dumber. We're being poisoned. But it's just people are like children. And so they can just sit here and go, oh, Al-Qaeda's not connected. Really, Al-Qaeda, you run. That's the rest of the story. So that's coming up. We'll open the phones up as well. This is turning into a big scandal for Obumbles, the New World Order puppet. But if you go to drudgereport.com, you can also go to Infowars.com. It's red link there. It's now third down, middle column. Ron Paul's farewell speech declares internet alternative to government media complex, says we have state-run media. Yeah, just keep telling it like it is. And notice it's everyone. Hundreds of newspapers are writing about it. Even the LA Times is saying it's powerful and true that we're an evil tyranny run by special interest. Because the even operatives in media don't like what's happening. And if you just tell the truth, people resonate with it. If we just admit how evil we've gotten, we can turn this around. Going back to it here, we'll put it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Radio host calls for Second American Revolution. And I've got the emails. I got them in my stack here. Lou Rockwell's gotten them. I showed you yesterday going, you better watch it. Because if you say you're not loyal to this country, we're going to arrest you. We're going to deport you. They've got White House petitions with tens of thousands, some hundreds of thousands saying arrest, deport, have armed militias come grab us. All these weird leftists who couldn't get out of a paper bag or want to saddle up and come with rifles after me. Oh, I'm so scared. Just come on and do it. Strike me down. You understand that? We're going to beat you, people. You understand that, cowards? You understand that? You want to fantasize about violence all day, huh? That's what you want to do? You want to fantasize about it? Fantasy about violence is one thing. The real thing is something altogether, little boys. All of you that play dress up in your uniforms, all you people that are such big, bad men. You're little boys who are afraid of death. Well, I'm not afraid of death. Not physical. I'm afraid of spiritual death. Oh, am I? It's more than afraid. I am aligned against it. I recoil from it. Now, let me lay out the documents of liberty here and the battle plan, and then we'll start the next hour coming up here in about 23 minutes, and I will go to your calls. I will give the number out later because I'm specifically going to put out a topic here. We don't screen your calls, but occasionally I put out a topic, and that means everyone then calls about something else. I'll just hang up on you. I'm not being rude. You're being rude. I love you all, but I want to talk about the Second American Revolution because here's what's happening. We have to define what that really means. We have to define why we're doing that, like the Declaration of Independence did. We have to define the enemy and its goals, and put the choice out to people because we know who the enemy is. They're arrogant, and their battle plans are public. They have put out public notice they've conquered us. Well, you may have seized the federal government, Jack, but you hadn't seized my heart and my mind. You hadn't seized all the states, all the counties, all the cities, and all the police and military out there. I'll assure you, you guys own propaganda's backfired on you for 20 years saying there's no world government, there's no private Federal Reserve, there's no new world order, they're not going to bankrupt things and bring in a new world order. And then now the police all see exactly what I told them for 17 years, Ron Paul for 30 years, G. Edward Griffin for 45 years, Bob Chapman for 50 years, Red Beckman for 50 years, Bill Benson for 50 years, Cleon Skelson for 60 years. Okay, you starting to get it? We knew this was coming. We watched the incremental takeover. We were the Republic. They took their time making money, taking over different sectors, getting it ready. When they gut this country, they're going to gut it down to the bone, okay? And they've laid their plans. We've laid ours. And if you're not getting chills, you don't have an intellect, you don't have discernment, and you don't have connection to the creator of this universe. Anyone with any connection to spirituality knows and can feel, not just manifestly, intellectually see the evil all around us intensifying. You can feel it. You can feel it. You can see it. But here's how the universe works. Justice, my friends, bends towards those. The universe bends towards those that are seeking justice. And I forget the exact Martin Luther King quote, but you know, there's a long arc in the universe, but the universe bends towards justice. Will you guys pull up the Martin Luther King quote? And he was paraphrasing someone else about the universe bends towards justice. I want to get that exactly right. The point is, I've seen this in my life. There are powerful forces of evil. But for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And the globalists are master magicians. That's what they are. They are high priests of manipulation. They are Luciferians. They are adept. They are in tune with their God. They have been given knowledge of how the world works. But to a point, they've not been given the greater, deeper knowledge, because there is a deception within the system they weave. And the reason not knowing history makes you doomed to repeat it, but knowing history empowers you, is because humans live on average. There it is. The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. Martin Luther King Jr. So the point here that I'm trying to get at is we only live on average 75 years. That was the average, you know, in the Bible, and that's what the Bible says. You know, a man is given this long to live, a woman is given this long to live, and if you follow these commandments, you may live longer. But the point is that humans go through the same patterns over and over again. It's just like certain types of spiders weave a certain type of web, and a scientist that studies insects, that studies arachnids, they can look and tell you what type of spider it is, even though the spider may have been eaten by a bird and isn't there, or eaten, you know, killed by a wasp or a scorpion, whatever the case is. You can still tell. And these evil people through history, they weave a certain web. I mean, we know exactly what it is, and they've now woven the web. And I'm going, hey, guys, we don't want to fly into that. We want to dismantle that web right now. And then I see all the dependent people going, well, that web's my friend. That, you know, that, you know, that web, and there are some spiders that actually weave their web by areas that they know certain bugs are going to try to go, certain plants that certain bugs like to eat. And that's kind of what it's like. It's like, or the lantern fish, the angler fish with the big lamp in front of its head, so the little fish come up to see what that lamp is, and then it eats them. I mean, this is a trap. It's not my opinion. It's not my view. The globalists have written about this. They brag about it. And to see people not knowing what's happening, and to know we've been deindustrialized and shut down and stripped with corporate welfare offshore to make you in the position where it's hard to live without being on the dole. They make it easy. I'm not judging you. You're a victim to a great extent. But if you don't understand, folks, that it's designed to fully collapse, and that your standard of living is getting ready to go way, way down, and all of you people that have been put on welfare to get us in this position, that you're going to be totally cut off in the final equation. I mean, Obamacare is there so you don't get treatment, and eugenics bioethicist boards on record literally don't give you treatment. Are you ready for this? You people have no idea what you're entering into. Now, let me break it down here. Here are the articles that are up at Infowars.com. It is imperative to go get these articles and get them out to everyone you know. Ron Paul, the founders believed in secession. And it's got Ron Paul saying it's as American as George Washington. And that's what we were born out of. And then at the bottom of it, it's got our breakdown, talk show host calls for Second American Revolution. That article is cloned at Infowars.com, why the states must secede to save America. Just an article with that basic info, not having the Ron Paul info in it. So it's all focused on a basic boil down of what I'm saying historically has worked, is constitutional, is based in common law and nature's God, and can be executed. And let me say this, listen to me carefully. Let me say this to you and listen to me carefully. Not only must we admit we've been conquered by foreign corrupt corporate crime syndicates calling themselves the New World Order and technocrats, which means technological dictator. They call themselves technological dictators. Ron Paul calls them authoritarian psychopaths. So do I. Premeditated. That's on Alex Jones. Even though I've said that 1,000 times, that's Ron Paul. This is premeditated takeover. Those of you that want collectivism must understand it is a collectivism planned economy to carry out eugenics and nightmares, just like the Nazis, but with a different liberal icing. Okay? Much more sophisticated. This is what we're facing. So, first, we've been conquered. The federal government's illegitimate, violating the Bill of Rights Constitution, up one side and down the other, fast and furious, saying our military's under NATO UN control, now announcing today that the UN is going to be over the kill switch. Yeah, that's what I've said. The federal government's been taken over by the executive and the bureaucracy, itself put in power by megabanks, And the litmus test to get into the executive and the bureaucracy is to be a globalist. They're now signing it over to the North American Union, SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, which Bush, this is in my film Endgame, 2007, Rose Garden said, we're merging the North American Union with the European Union. Did you know that treaty was signed in 2007? The film was done. And he gave that press conference and the document was secret, but they gave, yeah, it's secret. Just like the North American Union agreement signed at Baylor in Waco, Texas, north of me is secret, but later got leaked and says it's a world government. Folks, this is what's so incredible. The film was done and I rushed and added that clip in there right as it was coming out, even stopped it going to the manufacturer, the printer. They print them just like paper onto those discs. Bzz, 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 stopped it and added that. This is incredible proof. This is in your face and all you've got to do is go look at it. All you've got to do is care enough to research it. All you've got to do is get smart about this and informed about this like you are about baseball, like you are about acting Christian at your local church and standing around pontificating like a Pharisee, how good you are because you don't listen to rock and roll music. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Get your mind right. Get your heart right. All right, let me just lay it out here. Go get these articles. They break down how to do it. Get it out to your state houses. Get it out to your House members in the federal government, the Senate. Get it to talk show host. Get it to everybody. And we should all have a national debate about what the founders of America, July 4th, 1776, Declaration of Independence, and then later Bill of Rights, Constitution, what they said you were supposed to do. Because they were geniuses. I mean, historians have all marveled at the incredible understanding of these people. I mean, just all of them, towers of intellectual and historical prowess, and philosophers and scientists and inventors and true warriors like George Washington, who put it all on the line against the greatest empire the world had ever seen and hadn't been defeated. What did they say you do? It is the right, it is the duty when the government becomes destructive and enslaves and they list what the government was doing, exactly what it's doing now, but now it's literally 5-10 times worse depending on how you look at it, conservatively. They said the states pull back out and then form a new system. Well, we just have them withdraw, point out the federal government's been hijacked on record, the globalists brag. Grand juries can indict people right now who said they've sold us out to globalists. They could impeach Obama right now for saying we're under UN control, and he's going to give the kill switch now to the UN. That's in the news today. I'm going to get to it. I mean, the crimes just go on and on. Foreign assets came in, got all their people in to both major parties, but the Democrats are the vanguard. And now they're going to bring in carbon taxes and VAT to completely bankrupt us. They know that'll totally put nails in the coffin. They'll selectively enforce it to shut down their competition. What do? We go to the state houses and we say, start secession, not to, you know, found the new, you know, the new country, born again Texas or born again, you know, New Hampshire. No, we pull out as what's all that's left of America. And let me tell you, you get the bully pulpit, this is key, of the states pointing out we've been hijacked by foreign powers and give us exhibits in state house meetings, globalists bragging they've conquered us and show how the EU conquered Europe. Through fraud, the very same group of banks is bragging they've got them into the derivative, signed them on. And then you start getting the state leaders together with Congress members, Senate members, House members, governors. So the Republican governors are coming out and saying, oh, we're against this because they're globalists who are there to sell us out, see? Well, that's fine. We get the movement going to elect governors and others where this is the issue. And over the next 2 to 3 years, we move this into place saying we know foreign powers have conquered us. That's how they're fighting off the euro in England. 87% of their laws get made by the euro now, even though they never entered it. We've now been signed on to this by treaty. So all of this is going on, and we have to say this is illegitimate. We're not going along with it. I mean, it's so simple. Instead, they're going, oh, secession means, you know, the racist people in Texas don't want to be under this because he's black, so they want to secede. No, we don't want to be under socialist health care. We don't want to be under globalism. We don't want VAT. We don't want carbon taxes. We don't want to be shut down. So, you know what? We're going to secede because that's what the Declaration of Independence says. Secede from whatever the big central power is. secede from it and recreate it or do something different if you want. Oh, well, we want our republic. We're not going to get into this debate about ending America. We're not going to get into this debate if it's North versus South and the federal government that killed 600 and something thousand people in that war. No. We're not going to a civil war. Sure, the globalists will probably start one. We're saying the states are pulling out to then point out from a position of power, because it's the states that created the federal government and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. That's their first act of the states forming the United States of America, 1776, July 4th. And we get Ron Paul and we get all the other patriot leaders together to lead this charge. People will see we're taking action. They will see energies being put into this. It will give people a focal point to discredit the federal mafia that's been hijacked and sold out. If we don't, we're going under bondage, not just of a foreign power. I'll break it down. We just talked to one of our reporters, Darren McBrain. They're out there right now. They've got U.S. Army directing traffic at Formula One outside Austin, Texas. Just any excuse, condition, acclimate the public. Totally illegal, all of it. And you know who they train to fight? Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and themselves, returning veterans. Unbelievable. There's an article up on screen at prisonplanet.tv. Bankers declare U.S. and Europe conquered. It's got video clips of central bankers bragging they've conquered us and how they're going to shut off our energy and make us slaves. They actually say that. They say we are slaves and laugh at us. You might want to go watch it. Again, that's what's so amazing about this. They think you're so stupid and that you're so ready for a military attack like the Red Dawn remake coming out next week, that when the real Red Dawn happens, you start seeing troops, TSA on the streets, your kids being inoculated without parental consent, more and more taxes. I mean, you think about all the taxes, the fines, the fees, the gas taxes, the energy fees, the cell phone fees, the sales taxes, the corporate taxes, the franchise taxes, it just goes on and on. The average American's paying over 50% in taxes. They don't even know it. And it just goes on and on and on and on, some paying over 70%. And most of the money goes to foreign banks that are exempt from it all. That's what's so sick. Let me just go over this here briefly. This will take time. We've got to get it going, understanding this is the real remedy through the states, pointing out the federal government's been hijacked. We need to be bold about this and say our government's gone. The globalists have stolen America. I want to secede back to the republic. That's a headline at Infowars.com. The globalist federal government seceded from America. We need state declarations, state meetings with other states. We need to get leaders standing up. We've got the state rep coming on today who introduced the bill and got it unanimously passed to arrest TSA workers that grab your genitals. Just to enforce law, the feds threatened an armed blockade. The Senate killed the bill. It's coming back this year. We're not stopping. See, that's the thing. We're going to stand up against this. They want to break our will. Recognize the occupation. Recognize the planned economy is there to carry out eugenics. Even if you're for planned economies and believe in socialism, this is a globalist authoritarian system. We need to understand that we can use other venues. Impeachment Obama petition reaches threshold for official response. Effort dovetails secession fever sweeping America. Paul Watson, Infowars.com. Use that. Use grand juries going after people in Fast and Furious. Use media coverage going after these criminals. They're all crooks that are doing this. So start investigating them. Private investigators, start investigating them. Oh, you think they'll come after you? They can't come after us all. Let's get aggressive. These are our enemies. Use every nonviolent means to run these people to ground. Get in an aggressive, offensive posture. Get past your fear. You better fear them winning. I mean, it's when you're cornered, folks. It's not that you're tough. It's not that you've got courage. You're not going to roll over to the wolves and let them tear your guts out. You're going to stand up and you're going to fight. That's what I'm doing. I'm committed. I've put on the whole armor. I've said, God, it's in your hands. I am your vessel. Imperfect as I am, energize me. Energize me. God, help us. Please. We're here. We're ready. That's what we've got to do. The globalists have said to Satan, give us power. They're devil worshippers, folks. I've studied them. I questioned God when I was a teenager and things. Folks started researching the New World Order, and man, it brought it all back home. They asked Satan to give them power. We've got to ask the God of life, the God of the universe, to empower us. That's number one, folks. And then recognize the enemy. Sue them for fluoride in your local water. Get aggressive. Get in their face every week. Put bumper stickers on your car. Do access shows. Upload YouTube videos. I'm going to break down more of this, but we're going to give out numbers. We got Utter Michael Coffin coming on in the third hour about Agenda 21. Know your enemy. And I've just got a lot more I'm going to lay out here. But this is a battle plan. This is the way to do it.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, and when we go into the next segment, the phones aren't open yet. I'm going to give the number out specifically. Well, I know on the nightly news tonight, we've got a state rep coming on, the one that introduced legislation. I've interviewed him a couple times to enforce the law and not let TSA grope people's genitals. It's nullification, but it's moving towards states seceding to re-upload the Bill of Rights and Constitution to reconstitute the federal government. We're not, these are the most important points I haven't gotten to yet. No half measures are going to work. Got my notes here. That's what I'm getting at. We need bold action. We need, the whole world's a stage. The globalists are staging things going, oh, you want to secede so you can put black people back in chains? And the Civil War wasn't even about that. No, we're not saying we're forming our own country. British intelligence was manipulating the South to break the country up. Both sides were wrong. See, a lot of times in history, it's not this side or that side was good or bad. Iran's run by corrupt people. We're run by corrupt people. Israel's run by corrupt people. Syria's run by corrupt people. But is it moral to send Al-Qaeda into Syria and kill people for 14 months now and blow things up and suicide bomb and then get on the news and say, give our rights up, Al-Qaeda's in Syria. Hillary said like five times last month, we've got to invade because Al-Qaeda's there. And I'm like, our government put Al-Qaeda there on record. And they think you're so dumb. They go, oh, we got to go into Syria because of Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's like, it's how do you even deal with being talked to like that? But it works. And see, I guess I'm supposed to be a good little globalist and go, man, the public's really dumb and stupid. How can I, sit there and join the New World Order and get all powerful? Wow, this is easy. What, and tear down my own species so that my kids grow up in a world with even dumber people? I want you to be on fire with freedom. And it gets into philosophy. You know, I haven't even talked about this yet, but I'll talk about it later in the next hour. We're going to get Kaufman on for about 40 minutes, but I've got to get into Formula One because it's all corporately, set up to have taxpayers pay for it. Almost the whole thing's paid for by people in Texas. Texas taxpayers paid for it, and then I get double raped because I have this operation in Austin. That Austin even then has more taxes and tax exemptions. Things taxpayer paid for, and some globalist knuckle dragger and involved in all sorts of corruption schemes and everything else, and courts after him and everything else. This Ecclestone guy, he has these little tart daughters running around, and he gave them $3 billion this year. Yeah, he's another $3 billion gift to my daughters. I have the article. And literally, I said 50. It's probably more than 50 helicopters this morning just flying over Austin from the private airports out to Formula One. And these are like a private Bilderberg meeting. It's like a public Bilderberg meeting. They've got royalty here, everybody else, and I'm paying for it. And then I like Aerosmith. I mean, obviously, it's interesting music, and Joe Perry dedicated his solo album to me last year, and I've talked to him and his wife. They're nice folks. And he's a patriot and knows what's going on. But, I got words like, hey, we got tickets for you. Come out to the thing, backstage, see Formula One, everything. Sold out, super sought after. And I guess I don't even know if they're playing there. I'm just guessing because I got the word yesterday. I don't even know. But the point is, it's not like I'm mad at Formula One and the helicopters because I'm not in them. I mean, I've been invited by rich people in Europe, be flown by private jet to Europe and be part of events and stuff. And I'm not knocking those people, famous people. But it's just not what I do. Yeah, I'd like to hang out with interesting, cool people who hate tyranny. I mean, that's, you know, hanging out with famous people is fun because a lot of times they're really interesting. But it's not like most people would literally kill their mother to be part of an elite event. And me, I might kill my mother not to be part of it. I'm being sarcastic. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers that give you everything you need. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 16th day of November 2012, and I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm here Monday through Friday, 12 noon. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, and I have the fire of liberty burning in my heart and projecting out through my mind for freedom and the disgust of the peacock-like globalist perching and fawning and wanting to be worshipped like gods when they ought to be trodden underfoot like the maggots they are. And that basically is what it comes down to. I don't like deception. I don't like manipulation. I don't like bullies. I don't like scum. I don't like how ugly the New World Order is. And I want them dismantled. Instead, they're dismantling us. They're waging war against us. They are injecting our children nationwide now without parental consent. And it's like, oh, the school gives your kids shots now, even if you say no. Oh, the grand jury won't indict us. We're the government. They're now to the point of just doing whatever they want. Yeah, we'll secretly arrest you if we want. Yeah, we'll disappear you if you want. Yeah, we're just going to raise your property taxes even though your house value went down. Yeah, we're just going to give you GMO even if you don't want it. Yeah, we're just going to put the military under NATO and tell Congress, sit down and shut up in three different congressional hearings this year. Yeah, you know what? We're going to go ahead and just sign an executive order for the cybersecurity takeover that even CBS News called Russian or Chinese-style internet censorship. Since Congress wouldn't do it, Obama just signed an executive order that puts it in place. And then, you know what? Made it secret. But the UN came out today and said, oh, this is part of our new UN agreement. Obama's now agreed to it. We're going to be given the codes to the DNS so we can shut your website off. People can't get there if we want to. That's in mainstream news today. I'm going to get to that. I mean, just earth-shattering stuff going on. Earth-shattering things going on. And so, no, I don't want to fly around in the helicopters and be backstage at the Formula One here in Austin. Even though I was nicely invited by people to it that way, I'm not going to go. And I'm not bragging I'm not going because I'm special. They're injecting children with cancer viruses everywhere. I cannot get my mind around peacocking around. And I understand people go for business, whatever. It's a sport. It's fun. My point is, folks, we've got to get our priorities straight, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm saying to you. I mean, if you aren't upset about what's going on, if you aren't passionately engaging the globalists, there's something wrong with you. Now, if you just joined us, I've known this for a long time. I knew the way to get away from the globalists was states' rights movement, not to secede to form new countries, but to secede so the states, so we can use government institutions, because it's in the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, and there's precedent across the world to have the states pull out into the real republic, to form the second republic, to restore, so there's no debate, what do we re-upload? Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, unaltered. But a plan of action, and the governor says, hey, military, army, you're under us. Boom, we are starting. Congress, you say you want us to back off. You'll have hearings about the Federal Reserve running our country and the $47 trillion you've given them to offshore banks the last 4 years. Oh, you're saying you'll back off. The minute we start reaching for their throats, the minute we, again, folks, you have to believe in yourselves. I see people saying, oh, we could never do this. We could never get people to actually do this. We could never. It's because you don't believe in yourself. Less than 1% of the population actually organized the beginnings of the rebellion against the British Empire, the biggest, most powerful empire that had, wait for it, never been defeated. And you know why they'd never been defeated? Because there were continuous wars for 1,000 years before Britain was formed. And it was a Viking culture. Celtic overall, but a Viking war zone for over 1,000 years. So those people got organized into a big empire. It was over. Plus, they had incredible statescraft and manipulation from all the other wars. And our forebears said, we're taking you on. Because we're not going to be your slaves. You know why? Because only insiders could operate businesses who were connected to the crown. And all these men who have much greater status and stature in their innate power were not going to sit there and be treated as third-class slaves. You understand? And it's the same thing today. When someone makes money out of an invention, out of a book, out of literature, out of construction, out of work, I admire them. I want to be around them. You know, when somebody is good at sports, you admire them just because of the human prowess. When somebody's a great rodeo rider, you know, you admire them because they're an example of humanity. I admire that. I like strong, good people. I like being around it. Let me tell you, I've been around New World Order people. These are hunchback little demons. I mean, look at the head of Formula One who's taken over Austin, Bernie Ecclestone, who gave $3 billion to his two daughters as a gift. They own the most expensive houses in the U.S., literally paid for by taxpayers' money worldwide. Everyone pays for the tracks, and then he's tax exempt. That makes me so angry, I want to throw up, and now they've got the army out there running checkpoints on the highway right outside my office. That makes me want to throw up. And have you read the letters of George Washington about his businesses and about how he was treated and how he wasn't allowed to operate by a bunch of scum? You know, that's what this comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't like the New World Order. I don't like parasites. I don't like people that want to break my will and have perverts take my kids to a private room and stick their hands down their pants. I recognize how far we've fallen under authoritarian psychopaths who are engaged in a premeditated, scientific takeover of our country. Now, I'm going to lay out a battle plan here briefly, then I'm going to give the number out and take your calls on this issue. But they're going to try to phrase my call for the Second American Revolution, a restoration, a reboot, a kick the New World Order out, recognize we've been hijacked literally. That's powerful information that they've been arrogant enough to brag in hundreds of publications and on television and at the EU Parliament and at the British Parliament and in our Congress. In the article, bankers declare U.S. Europe conquered. World government now an open secret. That, you can bring that to state houses. You can bring this to grand juries. You can bring this to every... We just recognize... Folks, they could kill me for what I'm doing right now. I hope you realize that. Okay? And you know what? That's a good price to pay. I'm not worried about it. They probably won't because it'll make me a martyr and energize everything I've done. And selfishly, I hope it doesn't happen. But if it did, the point is, ladies and gentlemen, my body doesn't want to die. My spirit, whatever it takes. In fact, it's beyond that. Because I know these people are hurting innocents. I take it personally when leukemia explodes in kids and pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%, and I know they're doing it with the GMO and the vaccines, and I've got the documents where they talked about how they do it. I get really upset. I have nightmares about that. I have such unbelievable hatred of these people, it could destroy me. Do you understand that? So I've got to do it for love, but that's even more painful. You got to take it personal, and you got to realize the power you've got, and you've got to ask God. You say, God, I don't know how to defeat these people. If you ask God to direct you, you're going to start seeing doors open. You're going to start seeing opportunities. Go walk down the street and warn people. Call into talk radio. Start an access show. Start a YouTube channel. Start a local little newsletter. Start a magazine. Start it in your neighborhood. Start meetings. Take this article with the video clips around the neighbors. Take our first issue, if you have it, of the magazine that had this printed, and say, hey, you can go to the site here with all the proof. They say they conquered us. Are you worried about being conquered? Come on, wake up. Slap them in the face if you have to, verbally. Hey, you know why things are getting bad? These people said they'd take over, bankrupt us, to make us poor so we'd always be too poor to resist them. They're worried about freedom. They're worried about economic freedom. They want to extinguish it. So you've got to believe that you've got power like our forebears did. You've got to know you're in the right, and that, you know what? You're not going to be a slave. You're either going to live on your feet or you're going to die trying. That's what you've got to do. That's what you've got to understand. That's what you've got to discover, is the fact that you do have value and you do have strength, and there is good and evil, and there is a choice in this world. And you've got to understand there's not half measures. We're not going to eat around the edges of this and, oh, let's try to get some good people elected to Congress. And, oh, let's do this little thing and let's talk about the New World Order and maybe something will happen. We got to go in, take our states back, take our courts back at the local level, and we got to, all of us, just all day, New World Order scum, New World Order's criminals, New World Order's killing us. And it's starting to happen. We know it's you. We're not listening to words you say. We know you're murderers. We know you're criminals. Get out of our country. Get out of our country. Get out of our country. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Death to your new world order. And then build the movement for the states to say, this is illegitimate. Not, hey, the feds are out of control. The feds aren't even there anymore. They bragged they were taken over by foreign banks. Our military's now under UN control. And they're announcing the internet kill switch cybersecurity secret order just gave everything over to the UN. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Do you read me? The states aren't totally taken over. They got to pull out, get that movement going, and just continually say the federal government's not the federal government. Bypass the whole secession movement from the angle they're going to sell it, north, south, all this other bull. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We are all warriors for the Republic. Spread the word like Paul Revere. It's time to get the globalist shackles off of us, as Jimmy Vaughn says right here. Don't want no shackles on me.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles.
And boy, is this shackles. Don't, it's a scientific, no technocratic control system who all write white papers and books that we've sourced here. How they're enslaving us, how they're poisoning us, like how they're going to get us in compact cities and then start using bioweapons on us. So the elite can merge with computers and become gods. I'm not saying that's really going to happen, but that's their plan. I'm going to be honest. If we just had corrupt groups running things, I would be on air criticizing them, but I would not be up here, you know, calling for what they will bill as revolution. Because it is. It's time for the second American Revolution. America is still here. We're just occupied by the globalists. I mean, that's a big deal, to come out with authority, to start trying to organize serious people like Lou Rockwell, Edwin Vieira, Bruce Fine, Ron Paul, many others. I mean, I'm moving forward with this, you know, spurring them to getting you to spur them. I mean, that's a serious thing to do because, ladies and gentlemen, the people directing this compartmentalized empire want you and your family dead. Do the police and military and bureaucrats and code enforcers and all of you get that? I think some of you are getting it. I understand this sounds crazy. Tyrants are crazy. Read a history book? And I'm begging you for your family's sake, if you're a new listener, you better go look up Ecoscience by the White House Science Czar saying they're poisoning your water. And then go look at how we are being poisoned to sterilize you. I mean, that's just one exhibit of thousands. It's like a wall of evil, and it's trying to normalize us to torture and evil and pedophilia all over TV now with all these you know, toddlers in tiaras and HBO shows where four-year-olds are doing simulated sex acts and wearing shirts saying, you know, four-year-olds are whores. I was going to do that report last week, but couldn't even bring myself to do it and show these images that are on television. I mean, they are bombarding us to screw us up. This is being done cold-bloodedly, as Ron Paul said. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. As you hear callers hang up, you'll be able to call in. I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Chris in Florida, what's your take on what I've said? I'm only stating what the founders said was our proper redress and what made sense. Do you think I'm getting the word across, or do you think we should all just roll over to the globalist?
Well, certainly not. We need to keep it as an option on the table, but we do have jury nullification and state nullification and county nullification and city nullification.
No, I agree. We should strike on every front. I came up with a plan to have states and cities nullify the Patriot Act. It got codified by folks, 800 cities, was it 10 states by the end of it? Yes, yes. And people say, well, they didn't have any power. No, it repudiated it, just like the cities have given illegals amnesty. Oh, what, that didn't work? Even though that's unconstitutional, we need to do the same thing with constitutional stuff. Sorry, go ahead.
That's true. And we need to, as you say, inform every one of our options, and we have so many viable options to prevent tyranny from taking over that we haven't exhausted our remedies. I would like to invite everybody just quickly to try to fight the water fluoridation effort here in Pinellas County, Florida. This upcoming
Chris,
Tuesday.
Listen, I hear you. I'm going to let you go, listening on 1340. When I gave the number out, I said five times, we're taking calls on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and what I'm saying about secession to reboot the republic, secession to say the federal government's alien, and isn't even the old federal government, it's a rogue criminal group to restore it. And I said, please do that for us. Because we don't screen calls, but when it's on a topic, it's got to be on that topic, sir. And yes, I know that they're now trying to bring fluoridation back after you kicked it out. We covered that this week. It's important to fight that. But I'm going to tell you, all these other remedies are great. We should fight those as well. But the big, bold stroke of the state standing up and saying, the UN runs our military. We're under UN world government. The UN runs the kill switch now, they're announcing. We've got to say no. Does anybody hear me here? Joe in Florida, you're on the air, listening on InfoWars.com audio streams. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I got to tell you, man, I love the passion. Listener for a long time. I mean, a lot of the stuff you touch on is 100% accurate. What I would like to maybe shift towards a little bit, like keeping it on top, is in the 80s, there was, I mean, we talk about social engineering, and lately you've been talking about the mind. Well, InfoWars, I think, could be taken from in the 80s, by the government. In the military, it was called Mind Wars. And what it was is a social engineering project. I don't know how to explain it clearly.
I understand it. The Nazis called it Mind Wars. It was adopted under that name. They've called it InfoWars for about 20 years, and that's why the name was available. So I said, there's an info war. There's a war on for your mind. So, yes, I get it. Thank you for the call. Folks, we're taking calls about the secession movement. That's what we're taking calls about. We'll be right back.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning.
You know what the company store is?
I picked.
It's beyond slavery. It's what sharecroppers went through. You can only buy your goods when you're paid for the crop that you bring in on their property at that store. And everything's actuaried out where you can never get free. And that's the best way to describe globalism, collectivism, and why they want to bankrupt the economy, ship the jobs overseas, and get you on welfare. They want to destroy your dignity, destroy your mind, and never have you feel the animating contest for liberty. And the United States is, for all intents and purposes, conquered and gone. But if we recognize we've been taken over and it's illegitimate, we can get it back. By the way, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to premiere here on the radio for TV viewers. It's 100 times more powerful if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv. By the way, you can get 10 memberships for $5.95 a month. Just create a username and passcode that you can share. 10 people can log in simultaneously with the code. 10 memberships. That's 59 cents a day per membership. Your Christmas shopping's done. Create a username, passcode. Give it to your friends and family. Boom. See InfoWars Nightly News, all my films, the ebooks, all the other films. Most of it's up there in high def. There's 9.5 years of material. We've been doing high def the last 3 or 4 years, and we've tried to upload the old stuff back into high def. But it's just an amazing thing, and it supports us there, but that really pays for the bandwidth. Prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com will get you there. You can go sign up and see it. If not, see the trailer for Satan Speaks, the film. You can go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it's there in the tiles. We posted it last night. You know, I noticed that when I played this, well, I'll talk about it at the time next segment. I just see people going, what is this, devil worship? I guess Goethe's Faust, you know, written 200 years ago, I guess that is devil worship. And I guess the screw tape letters are devil worship. No, ladies and gentlemen, the devil's trick is that the devil doesn't exist. This is a manifestation, not of the hot cheerleader devil lady. That's how they sell the devil. Like, it's fun. You know, hat to drive in, race cars. Yeah, fun. No, it's death. It's burning cities, piles of ashes, children with their ribs sticking out with pus coming out of their eyes. That's evil. And it's just a piece I'm going to release next week where Satan has a conversation with the Antichrist. And I did it in one take. It's going to be so popular, I may even go do some more and add some more into it. I play both Satan and the Antichrist in it. And it's freaking people out. I mean, I know what evil is, so I can step into those shoes. I mean, I know what their agenda is. And I think it's important for Satanists out there that are getting freaked out by this, who think they're going to be given all this power out of Satanism. They're really freaking out by this video because they think they're going to get all this worldly power. No, you're going to get deads, what you're going to get. You're losers. So we're going to be going through all of that. It's time for the good to realize how much power we've got. And these little devil worshipers are like inch tall punks. You think the devil gives you rage and power? Creator of this universe can give you the righteous indignation to crush the enemy. And I suggest it's time for you to find out how powerful the God of this universe really is. All right, that's coming up. I want to go back to your calls on this issue of, look at these articles. Failure of cybersecurity bill in Senate paves way for Obama executive order. Obama's secret directive paves way for continued military cyber offensive. Obama signed secret cybersecurity directive, National Journal. Obama signed secret directive to fight cyber attacks. It is the cybersecurity takeover. He said he'd sign an executive order. He just made it secret. It's Kafka-esque. We're executing you. We're not letting you know why. We've signed an order. We're not telling you what it is. We're not telling you why you're on the no-fly list or no-gun-buy list. No due process. Get used to it. Obama's secret order authorizes cybersecurity strikebacks, which will be against our website. They've said they're going to target alternative media. Cass Sunstein called for that at the White House. And when I talk, you can go look it up. I'm not making this up. It just goes on and on. It says, here the Army is now going to have access to everything. They already have access. The FBI was already watching Petraeus over a girlfriend without a warrant and then went and got one once they wanted to use the material retroactively. I mean, folks, this is not freedom. The government runs al-Qaeda. People are like, how dare Alex say they run al-Qaeda? They publicly run them in Libya and Syria. But because that's such a no-no, Hillary gets up there and says, we've got to invade Syria because al-Qaeda's there. And I actually hear talk show hosts attack me going, yeah, Alex says the government runs al-Qaeda. How dare him? We've got to go into Syria because of al-Qaeda. I mean, they won't call Hillary on the fact that it's mainstream news. They put al-Qaeda in there. I mean, it's just, it's absurdist. It's like talking to people that have had lobotomies or something. You're not that stupid because these guys can sit there and rattle off sports statistics all day and they know how to write a contract. They know how to sell stuff. I mean, I know a lot of people that I know are smart who are willfully mentally lobotomized when it comes to just hypocrisy, paradoxes, open fraud. It'd be like if it was a pit, a 1,000-foot pit, that you'd kill yourself if you fell in it. And I'm like, hey, don't go in that pit. Look, it's 1,000 feet deep. They're like, the television told me that's not a pit, because there'd be a TV above the pit going, that is not a pit. That is not a pit. And you drop a rock and don't ever hear it at the bottom. You go, well, I don't care, because that television is telling me it's not a pit. I'm like, listen, it is a pit. I promise you. Do not. I'm not going to listen to you, conspiracy theorist. And you just step into it and they fall. Oh, yeah, there's the headline. What news source is that? The Western Center for Journalism. Yeah, that's Joseph Farah. A surreal. Clinton pledges $45 million in aid to Al-Qaeda in Syria. You can actually go find like Times of London saying it, and L.A. Times, too. You can find like Washington Post going, well, the CFR 2 months ago said, why we need Al-Qaeda. That's a quote. And how great they are. Okay, I'm done. I'll go to your calls. It's just, I get attacked for saying the globalists run Al-Qaeda. I mean, it was in the BBC and AP that the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases and had top security clearances, and the head of one of the bases, Colonel Butler, went public and said, all I know is Muhammad Atta and others trained in my class. That's him. And they said, we're court-martialing you for national security issues. And he shut up. It was in the Sacramento Bee. It was in the San Jose Mercury Bee. I mean, I just can't live like this anymore. I'm not a traitor when it's in the Sunday Times of London that they flew tens of thousands of Al-Qaeda commanders out and paid them in gold after they staged the Afghan war in 2000. It was all staged. Our troops weren't fighting anybody. They put 12-year-old conscripts in foxholes in front of the cities. The planes flew over and blew up the kids, arrested some of them, put them in prison camps. 10 years later, they're used as Al-Qaeda double agents now. I mean, I just can't live like this anymore. I can't live in this fantasy land anymore. Oh, man, it drives me crazy. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in South Carolina. Sir, what's your take on the battle plan, the fact that it's going viral, thanks to you and many others out there and our friends in the real media, the true media, not the state-run media, like Drudge, DrudgeReport.com. I mean, what is your take on what I've been saying, sir?
Well, Alex, all I want to talk about is secession.
Good.
I've been talking about it for years, and people didn't want to listen. But I'm from South Carolina, and we got blamed for the last Civil War, which we didn't start. But I'd like to give a little background and issue a challenge, because I want to do what you did and sign the Declaration of Independence on your show.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
The enemy knows who we are. We got a lot of Christians and a lot of patriots in South Carolina from the Tea Party movement that we work with hunkering down. But the Antichrist, the New World Order, the enemies of America, they already know who you are. So my name is Ken Moran. I'm in Georgetown County, South Carolina. Come and get me, New World Order. Come and get me, enemies of America. I don't care.
Well, you know, they try to spin the Texas Revolution when about 37%, according to the Daughters Republic of Texas in history, were Hispanics. Guatemala, which was Mexico, revolted against Santa Anna. He was such a dictator. Texas revolted. My ancestors revolted, who had Mexican land grants on my mother and father's side, some in central Texas, others in east Texas, but the Ayers family and others, and the Greshams, the Hammonds, all of them, were right here in Texas, and the Joneses, the Johnsons, the Browns, and others in east Texas. But the point is that they cut the media says it's racist. That's why Texas seceded. And they say the same thing. Well, no, 1776, the British government came to take lawful guns from the citizens, and they didn't turn them in. So the Brits started shooting their fellow citizens. So the war started. Gonzales, Texas, they said, we're coming to confiscate your guns. And Gonzales, that's the come and take it flag. If people don't know, you see it all over the country. That's just outside Austin's Gonzales, where my mother's family's from. And right out there with the Hispanic, they were called Tejanos. And they said, hey, I like the idea of being able to have guns if Santa Ana wants to take them. And they stood right there with the white settlers, a lot of them all intermarried, so you get Tejano music and the rest of it. Everybody was getting along until later when the government started up. But the point is, you're absolutely right. And then they came and they had a big shootout with the Mexican troops. There was a gun confiscation in North Texas with Colonel Travis before he was even made colonel. He got in a big gun battle with folks trying to confiscate guns, Mexican troops, and a Texian trader colonel who was working for Santa Anna. So at first, Santa Ana had a bunch of other Texans. It wasn't just all the Texans got up. All the Hispanic and all the Anglo Texans got up and said, "Oh, we're gonna fight Santa Ana." There was mainly whites fighting whites. In fact, there were no Hispanics with that particular colonel. You look up the history. They came in against a group of whites and Hispanics and said, "We're taking your guns." And there was a big shootout, and they beat them. And they said, "Okay, Travis, you're a colonel." Travis said, "I'm okay. Where do I go? You go to the Alamo." And he went and left his son with my family, and the rest is history. But the point is, looking at all of this, is that that's what it's about. It's like, hey, come and take it. I am here. My name is Alex Jones. And I'm going to let you finish up, but put him on hold. I want to show people a document cam shot right here, or just wherever the document cam's at. If you just turn it on, I'll just place the... that's fine. I'll just place it right here. Zoom in on this right here. This is on the YouTube video for my show yesterday. Americans must withdraw from corrupt, hijacked federal government. And it says, signing a dime store replica of the Declaration of Independence? Wow, treason. The man on the document didn't tell the colonies to let them shoot first, let them abuse and stomp all over you, nor did they buy powdered food, dig a hole, and hide in it. Is this the Alex Jones recipe against tyranny? Document it. Okay, that's somebody on YouTube, Sui Cyro. Hey, bro, I'm on television and the radio to 15 million people a week. I've been physically attacked for this. I've been death threatened. The NSA, or people in control of it, call my wife up and myself up over the years and tell us what we were just talking to our family about and tell us how they're going to chop our head off and what our dog's doing in the backyard. And you go to the window and the dog's doing it. Okay? They're sitting there watching with a satellite telling you they're going to kill you and your family. I go in face-to-face with the Bilderberg group. I go in face-to-face to military checkpoints. We go face-to-face with the NSA. My reporters are out there face-to-face with the Army with checkpoints on the highways outside Austin right now. I'm here. I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones of Texas, of the Republic, of the United States, occupied. And I'm here saying I sign symbolically as I'm calling for a second revolution through the Declaration of Independence is our God-given authority, as it states there, to say our government's become destructive. It's been hijacked. They brag it's been hijacked. I want our republic back, and I'm demanding our republic back. And the best venue is the states to pull out and say, we're America, you're not Washington. You understand what I'm putting out there? This is a revolutionary idea. And I have top scholars on, and they go, yes, you're right. This is a great plan. You understand? Because it's how it's presented. They're going to present it as it's a civil war. No, it's not. We're kicking the globalists out. And then these cowards, see, because they can't see someone do something real. They can't see someone because then they might have to do something real. It's better to just sit back as an armchair. I love people that call me up and go, we ought to get violent. You need to lead it. Really? If they're not provocateurs, they're idiots. Oh, you're not going to lead the violent attack? You just want me, somebody with my bootstraps that built an operation reaching 15 million people a week. And I'm not bragging about that. I'm somebody who puts my money where my mouth is. I walk the walk, ladies and gentlemen. I don't just talk the talk. Okay? I'm committed. And this wimp internet culture of just sitting back and attacking real men and women makes me want to throw up and trying to discourage them. It's unbelievable. I signed it. It was symbolic. And I told listeners, you should sign it symbolically. It means something. It's a pledge to resist this. The globalist collectivist takeover is a eugenics kill grid, even if you're for socialism. This collectivist globalist model is a eugenics-based extermination grid. That's in their own words, man. Don't you understand? We're not getting out of this letting them run things. You think it's so incredible for people that just don't get it. So go ahead, sir. I understand what you're saying here. Anything else?
Yes, sir. A little bit, Alex. I'm a Christian minister in South Carolina, an oath keeper, and I joined Brother Chuck Baldwin's Black Regiment. And what I'm seeing is a lot of people in this state and other states hunkering down. But what they don't understand with this secessionist movement, this is the breach in the wall we've been waiting for. I've been teaching nullification and secession threats.
Yes, in my spirit, not just in my intellect, I know this is it. If the people answer the call, this is it. I'm telling you, we can beat these people. I see the clear path, absolutely clear.
Alex, the colors mark to place the battle lines in an engagement. And right now, your colors, my colors, other colors are in the breach of that wall. And all we need is the army to come in and overrun opposition and flood over us and take the fight to the enemy. They need to get out there on the internet now. And I want to issue a challenge. Forget the divisive lines. I was in a Tea Party when they tried to divide and conquer Occupy Wall Street, and they told us there were different sides, and I kept telling them it's bull. We all want the same thing. We want an end of corruption, and we want freedom in America. Tea Party, quit buying the lies. Get out of the GOP shield group business of getting people elected and get there with Occupy Wall Street and every other American that is sick and tired of the corruption, sick and tired of the lies, the thieving taxes, the destruction of freedom, and evil in this country. Unite together and sign these petitions. They're trying to shoot the first few people that sign them and make them out to be monsters so the rest of you will not admit that this, like Alan
exactly.
Said,
and listen, I got to say, this is the most important thing I've said all day. Their entire battle plan behind the scenes, we reverse engineered it, is to stop state secession and restoring the republic, because they know that's the rightful, most powerful course. Their entire defense is set around it, because that's the weak point. And that's why they're telling people, they've told Lou Rockwell, he's, you better watch it. You know, it's on their site. We're going to come arrest you. Glenn Beck saying, you better not sign this. Again, it's an intimidation. It's an intimidation, so we stand down. Well said, sir. God bless you. We'll be right back with more calls. John, Steve, James, Steve, and many others. Straight ahead, two more segments of calls. Then we have our guests coming up and more calls continuing. Our country has been taken over by foreign banking cartels. And just as my ancestors were in Gonzales when the Mexican troops came to take the guns and resisted and the war for Texas independence began, or my ancestors were there and many of your ancestors were there at the founding of this country, the United States, you have to just at a certain point say, that's it, I'm done, I'm not going to be your slave. And so many people are like, oh, where are you going to go? If you leave the U.S., the U.S. has been taken over. The New World Order has seceded and stolen the country. The hijacker is taking over the cockpit. He's not the pilot. It is so simple, ladies and gentlemen. And in fact, I meant to say this. I want to get Aaron Dykes on at 40 after. I know I said I'd play the little trailer for the piece I'm doing on the nature of evil, but I'll do that later in the next hour. So I said I'd go back to your calls. But Aaron was just showing me how they're, with all the articles, the Republican Tea Party is attacking all these state reps who are coming out and saying, we're under Agenda 21, we're under a New World Order, we've been occupied by foreign banks, and the Republicans are saying, we got to kick this guy out. They're kooks. I mean, the world government's announced. Ron Paul's up there giving speeches about the world government. The UN's now running our military. Obama's signing. I've got the article right here. The New American broke it down. I went and followed it to the foreign newspapers. This is in the British and German newspapers. It's my top story. So many articles. UN to seek internet kill switch. Next month, document shows. NewAmerican.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We need to make this top story on InfoWars. So much is on Prison Planet that's not on InfoWars. Folks, you got to check both sites. And I went and read it. I already knew about this and knew about the treaties and what they tried to get 2 years ago but couldn't, where the UN would run it. And now Obama's just signing it over. I mean, that right there is like running around with your hair on fire through town screaming. I mean, the United States and our engineers build the internet. It's run by the globalists that have hijacked the country, and now they're handing it over to the UN. That's our entire infrastructure for telecommunications. I mean, this is treason. And I'm not just saying treason. I mean, this is it. This is it. Stephen in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding. What's your take on all this?
All right, here we go, Alex. I'm going to bring some facts. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the brethren that have been working towards this for years and years. Not many are left. But this has to do with exactly what you said, restoration. I have good news. It's been going on. There have been brothers that have been doing their part. Brother William brought us the law. But I want to bring you facts. Now, this goes back to where do we stand? Yesterday you said we stand here. Brothers made it a little bit more in focus, saying we have to stand as individuals. Yeshua is the king of sovereigns, like Alfred Adask has brought out. And you've had intimate talks with him that brought out that truth, and other brothers like Roger Sales, who has told us it's a deception of words. And it's all I hear you saying is get on your knees, get before God, and do your part. Everybody has an equal part. But I want to give you some facts, and I want the brethren to write this down so they do their own homework. On May 12th to October 14th of this year, the Torah and the Western Wall were in Philadelphia. Okay, a chance for repentance. On September 13th, Bernanke gave notice, okay, that they were not going to acknowledge the 100-year contract of the Federal Reserve. They're going to override it. Boom, they make a new offer. Well, in response, Alex, on September 29th, 28th and 29th, there was a national call on Independence Hall where 8 to 10,000 people, and I was one of them, repented for 8 hours. Now, Jonathan Cahn was there. It was done biblically. It was done lawfully. Okay? So it has begun. The restoration
absolutely.
Has
begun. We got to attack in all directions.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Michael Kaufman, Understand Our Enemy, is going to be joining us. Just with information, he was able to derail an Agenda 21 takeover in the mid-90s. I remember watching it on C-SPAN, and just because he got their own documents, got the maps to Congress, and that information beat it. Now, it's openly being announced, but they've got Republicans running around saying Agenda 21 doesn't exist. Aaron Dykes is going to pop in later with this, trying to hoax us into standing down. They are weak. Agenda 21 is their global treaty for total eugenics. Dr. Kaufman's coming up. We'll continue with your calls as well. He's in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, almost 7 years old. Hard to believe that. Let me see, 2006, 2007. So it's 5, 6 years old. The point is, it's evergreen. It's more important today than ever. Or Behind the Green Mask, Rosa Corey, the book on Agenda 21 to get out to your friends and family and neighbors and people in government. It's happening. We're beginning to win. Let's just go ahead and go back to the calls right now. John in Texas, what's your take on all this, sir?
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
Buddy, I can hear you wonderfully.
Okay, great. I love what you're doing. I think it's great for damage control, but I see a better solution for an ultimate solution. It's like, you know about Plato's cave. A lot of people don't realize there are more levels in Plato's cave, and many people find out there's a fox guarding a hen house, and they think the solution is, well, let's get rid of the fox, and that's the damage control. I agree. We do have to
look, the secession movement is something people can get. It's in the Declaration of Independence to restore the republic nonviolently. It will scare the globalist, and believe me, it's the way to go.
It is, but this is how I look at it. You asked earlier about who the enemy is. And what most people don't realize is that we are the enemy and that the globalists are a reflection of us.
No, that's right. Ron Paul said we have become immoral and decadent, and that's why the worst is running things.
Exactly. So the solution to get rid of the worst of us is for all of us to become better than what we are, and most of us aren't even coming close. And this ties into the research that Dr. Fritz Albert Popp has done in Germany. In 1976, he identified the nutrient that ties into our spidey sense. He called it a biophoton. And he said, we humans are born at 43,000 biophotons, most of us around 1,000 to 23,000 biophotons, and we should be around 83,000 biophotons. So the ultimate solution, the way to destroy the globalists, is for all of us to bump up our biophoton levels, bump up our spidey sense up to the 83,000 biophoton level. We got to stop making mistakes. So, yes, we have to do damage control. Yes, we got to do
it. Is this the professional athlete sports medicine guy?
You met me down in Houston, but that was my buddy. You confused me with my friend.
No, but the point is, I mean, yeah, he's like to the big, that guy's well known. Yeah, I know he did. This is what the professional athletes are doing. Well, you know, I don't take it because I don't need to. I've got plenty of this spiritual mojo juice, but they hook people up when they're on DMT, and it's definitely a spiritual experience. And they're finding people, all cultures are basically having the Christian experience. They've even done it with villagers who don't even know about Christianity, the pearly gates, you know, all that stuff. And that's why the system doesn't want people trying natural hallucinogens, because it's definitely opening people up and realizing, whoa, there's something else out there. It opens up the sixth sense, but you know, we've naturally got those chemicals in us, and the sodium fluoride, all of that. But I mean, when you talk about biophotons, what type of nutrients are you talking about to naturally boost those without taking a very hardcore hallucinogen?
Dr. Pop says, and this has nothing to do with taking hallucinogens, Dr. Pop says that organic produce has five times the biophotons as does conventional produce.
Sure, well, that's why they feed us trash. Yeah, we're back to the same thing, yeah. Pure water, pure food opens you up to God, the universe, your discernment. They poison you, it creates a fog overlay. But I'll tell you, folks, God believes in free will. Jesus Christ believes in free will. I'm talking about the church is Jesus Christ, the real one. Ask God, and God will come in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are into another hour of this historic Friday, the 16th of November, 2012, worldwide transmission. The spirit of 1776 worldwide versus the mindset of 1984. I am your host. He'll be with us about 40 minutes, then Aaron's going to pop in with some breaking news. I've got articles now, not in dozens, not in 50, not in 100. In the last week, it is over 200 mainstream news articles, New York Times, Washington Post, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, you name it, trying old-fashioned lies. They are coming out saying, look at this state rep, look at this congressman or woman. They say there's a UN takeover, Agenda 21. Why, that's crazy. That doesn't exist. While I can go to any town around Austin, to any city council meeting, and you've seen me send reporters to four towns, and they've got UN representatives there having the town sign over their liberties in exchange for, in some cases, $30 million for a small town from the HUD and the federal government. And I mean, it's to put in laws where 2 years in jail if you wash your car, 6 years in San Diego, if you got hay dust, $2,000 a day fines. I mean, we're not talking about just federal. We're talking about internationalists coming in and getting you to adopt their stuff. I mean, I don't have to go to Europe to see this. I don't have to go to Russia. I can go to the Austin, Texas, where I live, or any town around me, any night of the week at city meetings, and it's UN Rockefeller Foundation operatives. Folks, I made the first Agenda 21 film out there in 1997. It's called America Destroyed by Design, the UN plan to take over and bankrupt America and create a neo-feudalistic state. Read the back cover. And guess whose information is in the film? Dr. Michael Kaufman. Guess who went to Congress? What was it, 94? They were about to sign on right as Bush had left office. He had endorsed it. The Rio Summit, Agenda 21. And a lot of times they can blindside you, and they would have got it all in right then. Boom. Congress saw the maps, checked with the UN, half the country off limits. They said, no way, Jose, put us under a UN treaty. So they went ahead and immunized, went after counties, cities, and states as an end run. Now Obama can't get Congress to pass shut down half the coal plants? Well, yeah, and guys, kind of center that a little bit. If we're going to put articles up, it's absolutely essential that we somehow center them when we put them up. That's like my one pet peeve that just drives me up and down the wall, that if we're going to put stuff on TV, I just don't even want to have something on TV. Just take it down. Okay, if nobody's bad. Just we're not going to show it if we can't put it on there. I'm directing live here on the air. Thank you. Not a big deal. Just can't. If it's got the thing cut off, we're just not putting it up. That's like 87,000 times I want to stop that. The point here is that we're not calling for secession from America. The states have to pull out because the federal government's totally run by globalists. And we have to get in there and we have to point out what's happened. And they're freaking out. They are freaking out right now at every level. And Aaron's going to come in here and pop in while Dr. Kopman's on with us and show these articles saying, oh my gosh, citizens are going and giving books and videos to their state reps and they're waking up and the states are saying no. Yeah, they're giving them Endgame. They're giving them Rosa Corey's book that we sell at Infowars.com. The film I made, the book I carry, and it's freaking them out because as soon as the state reps or county commissioners or mayors read this, they go, yeah, this is exactly what they are. Oh, yeah, that group that is here is UN. What? That's what this is? Wow, I'm not going to go along with this. They're pulling their hair out. So Dr. Michael Kaufman joins us because talk about a voice in the wilderness. Sir, great to have you with us. Let me read some of your bio for folks that don't know who you are. He received his B.S. in forestry and M.S. in biology at Northern Arizona University at Flagstaff, Arizona, his Ph.D. in forest science, University of Idaho at Moscow. He's taught courses and conducted research in forest ecology and forest community dynamics at Michigan Technology University, a leading forestry school in the Midwest. He's author, researcher, filmmaker. He's currently president of Environmental Perspectives, Inc. He's written four books exposing the attack on our Constitution, personal liberties, and the most recent being Rescuing a Broken America. He has also produced numerous videos. The most recent are of two of which, and it goes through it all. And that's www.epi.us.com. You can buy his book at americaplundered.com. And he joins us now. We'll also, I'll put up on screen some of the UN maps of what they want to do. And you're now seeing it all come in. They now know they're losing, so they're trying to enforce it all right now. We can use that to boomerang back. Dr. Kaufman, recap who you are, how you woke up, how you stopped this in the mid-90s, and where we are now. We can stop it again.
Well, thank you, Alex. Glad to be back with you. Let me just make one thing, correct one thing that you said. My website is epi-us.com, epi-us.com, not epi.us.com. So with that minor correction, basically back in the early 1990s, I was leading a multi-million dollar research effort on global warming, contacting and working with scientists all over the world. And it became pretty obvious to me that by 1992, that, well, actually in the early 1990s, that man probably wasn't causing global warming. We have now overwhelming evidence that man is not causing global warming. And that's why I think they're ramping up this hype and scare story that we, you know, Hurricane Sandy was caused by global warming and so forth. But nonetheless, at that particular point in time, I was also following what was going on in an organization called the IUCN, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. Now, some of you probably know this because you've heard me before, but most of our international treaties are written by the IUCN, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. The Convention on Biological Diversity is one of those. And at the same time, there was another project called the Wildlands Project, which was basically also coming out of the United Nations. The Wildlands Project called for setting aside 50% of the United States into wilderness, as you suggested just a few minutes ago. And the same people that were writing this particular project, the Wildlands Project, were also writing the Convention on Biological Diversity. And it didn't take a rocket scientist for me to realize that they're one and the same things. And when the treaty finally came out, all the language was there. It was really sanitized. You couldn't really see it. It sounded like motherhood and apple pie. But when the Global Biodiversity Assessment was published, it was actually written by the IUCN and the World Resources Institute. When that was published by the UN, it was basically referred back to the Wildlands Project and named the authors and so forth in doing that. I had been in August of 1994 down to the Senate trying to convince them that this was the Wildlands Project was at the heart of the convention or the treaty. They ignored me because it didn't say anything in the treaty about it. When the Global Biodiversity Assessment came out a month or two later, it was still in draft form. We didn't have the actual copy. That wasn't going to be published until the end of 1994. But we had the draft copy, and in it, it specifically said the Wildlands Project. It was the smoking gun. I had been doing, actually drawing maps for 2 years. I don't know why I was drawing them. I just really felt compelled by God to do it. I didn't have any idea why. It was a lot of work, but nonetheless, I did. And when that treaty, when the draft of the GPA came out, I sent it down, FedExed it down to the U.S. Senate, along with the map. There was actually a couple of us working on it at the time. And that map was blown up into a 4 by 6 foot poster taken out of the Senate floor at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The closure vote was scheduled for 4 o'clock on September 29th. And it just literally died on the vine. Mitchell, Senator Mitchell, the majority leader at the time, just took it right off the executive calendar. It was never voted on. But that's how close we came to having this actually passed and ratified by the Senate. And as you said, very accurately, it's now the marching orders of the U.S. government and every federal agency through a document called Sustainable America, which, if you look it up on the internet, was written by Bill Clinton during his presidency. And his whole purpose is to implement Agenda 21, and every federal contract and grant and aid and all the rest is targeted towards Sustainable America, and Agenda 21 is being implemented as we speak.
And by the way, we've taken these to Agenda 21 meetings and smart growth conferences, and we've taken them to professors, and they've said, yeah, this is, you can now look at this map 16, 17 years later, because that's what you have a degree in, is, you know, putting these together. You've done it even for the Forest Service, I know, previously. And they go, yeah, no, that's what we're doing. Yeah, that's the corridors. Yes, this is, how did you get this? And we were at UT, and they had similar maps. We were trying to videotape it. The professor let them in, but then somebody else came out and said, no, you can't tape that. But what's incredible is this, we now see where they're grabbing land. It's everywhere where you predicted. Yes. How did you put together, I guess that's what you, that's what you got all your training in, but how did you do it so accurately?
Well, they actually came out with a set of instructions to how to do it with the Wildlands Project. And I took those instructions, and I had actually done research and actually worked in most ecosystems in the United States by that time. And I was able to, with my background and so forth and understanding of ecosystems, pretty much anticipate where they would put these reserves, these wilderness reserves and wilderness corridors. And it turns out that I'm about 80-85% accurate. There's a little difference when you actually get down to what they're actually doing today, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, you can look at the smart growth corridors they've set up, and it's, they're also putting triangles and boxes around city groups. Yes. And trying to grab the property there. So now they're even targeting the green areas that originally they weren't going to try to take.
That's correct. It's really an astonishing thing. They're doing it incrementally. If they had the treaty actually ratified back in 1994, they would have all the legal reasons necessary to condemn by eminent domain all of your property when it's in the way, or it, where it's one of those chosen areas to be put in the wilderness, yank you off, destroy your home, and convert it back to wilderness. That would have allowed, that treaty would have allowed that to happen. Now they're having to do it incrementally, and they're still trying to do it. You know, the Sackett case up in up northern Idaho, I think you probably all have heard of that one.
Yeah, taking people's property because there's a puddle in the yard. We'll be right back with Dr. Goffman. Say one man since the Rio de Janeiro UN takeover globally, the declaration of usurpation, the declaration of war against private property and against liberty for the general public by the mega rich in 1992. It's Dr. Michael Kaufman, PhD, environmental scientist. And there have been a lot of others that have fought it as well, Lord Monckton and many others, myself. I've been fighting since 1996 against this. What's amazing, and I've got Aaron popping in here in about 15 minutes, is we're finding reports all over the country where they go, there's crazy people that think the UN's trying to run us. I mean, for 17 years, most of our national parks and monuments have been under UN control with huge buffer zones around them where people can't use their own property under UN treaty, UNESCO. I mean, Obama is signed a secret order, but the UN's bragging. It's giving them the codes for the internet kill switch and the IP addresses. That's in mainstream news today. We've been told our military is under NATO and the UN. Ron Paul in his speech said we're under global government. But they still try this game where the Southern Poverty Law Center and others say, I get the training manuals cops get because they laugh and send them to me. And we're laughing, but it's not funny that they go, there's no such thing as the New World Order. The Federal Reserve is not private. There is no plan to implode the economy. There is no plan for, this and that. When it's all happening on the news, how long can they get away with this? Or are they just trying to con those they know are ignorant, Dr. Kaufman?
I think in many respects, they're conning those who are ignorant. And it's in some ways, I think the election that we just had a couple of weeks ago really clearly shows how ignorant this society truly is. It's not that people are dumb or stupid. They're not. But when you only get one side of the story with this whole terribly biased media, I mean, it's no longer the media. It's the media. It's the Ministry of Propaganda for Obama. There's no other way you can describe it. When you have a media that deliberately distorts the news and not tells you both sides of a story, you get an ignorant society that cannot ever act intelligently because they don't have the proper information. And what we're seeing right now is that in spades. That's what really decided this election probably more than anything else, is almost 100 years of brainwashing in our public schools to produce a society basically that believes that government is a good thing, and it can be if it's got the right constraints on it. And the fact that socialism is something to be desired rather than avoided. All of the things that you and I and others have talked about on your show over the years that has really degraded their ability for critical thinking and therefore ability to make right decisions.
Dr. Kaufman, you've hit the heart of it here. When I watch MSNBC to monitor what they're up to, they're trying to create racial division, all the rest of it, they giggle and snicker most of the time in a self-admiration society about how smart they are, but how dumb all of us are. But I understand now that's because they're preying on people. I've run into these folks. These are predators. I mean, they don't believe anything they're saying. They know it's a fraud, but for those of us that are informed, who aren't evil, it's horrifying people are so dumbed down. But the system revels in the fact that it's like two different species, people that are informed versus dumbed down idiots who aren't even so much dumb. They just don't even know how to think. They have no gauge on even what's happening. How do you deal with something like that when you've got people that literally couldn't work at McDonald's, now voting to try to take our guns?
It's a really good question, and that's something I've been hitting my head against the wall for quite a few years, and I know you have too. How do you come across to these people who don't have the basic understanding to even begin to understand what you're talking about? It takes many, many hours to even make a presentation of what a constitutional republic should be and why it's so critically important. And they have no clue. They have no clue to even begin to understand what you're talking about. And I don't know how to really change that unless you really show how this is destroying us. And this is what I've been trying to do with my new book, Plundered, how the progressive ideology is destroying America. It basically goes into the progressive ideology back over 100 years, 125 years. And shows you how nothing has changed in that period of time. How psychiatrists of the early days in the 1800s were calling these progressives nuts because they cannot connect to reality. And they're still the same, exactly the same.
And really what they are is they're social failures that get together in gangs. I haven't read your book, but I know what it's going to be about because I know we're on the same page. I'm going to carry it, by the way. I want to read it first, but people should get it at your site. But let's talk about their psychology, because they're gangs of like wimps. But I don't mean physically wimpy. I mean, these are mentally ill people. But they form like these swarms of locusts that are smart enough to be able to blacken the earth and eat the flesh off our economy's bones. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Come to let the mega bankers people want to collectivize things.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
I want them to know
it's Alex.
We're
Jones
leading a frontal assault
on the GCN Radio
on the lies of the New World Order. Crank it up. I like this rendition of Johnny B. Good. We can do it, ladies and gentlemen. We can beat these people. By the way, we broke this news story thanks to David Knight, one of our reporters. The Environmental Protection Agency, a court has ruled that they're above the law and that they must investigate themselves. But the Office of Inspector General has begun an investigation of the EPA pumping deadly gases in on people without them knowing it. Just another ongoing, potentially lethal experiment government's doing on you. This is a group of insane, inbred eugenicists. There was a breeding program by the Darwin family, the Huxleys, the Wedgwoods, and two other families, we cover it in Endgame, that produced near 90% retardation or stillborn. There was about 5-6% that were highly intelligent, even above their genius families, but also generally raving psychotics. Aldous Huxley was one of the few survivors. His brother Julian Huxley started the UN UNESCO program that runs all this today. They were talking about the Planned Society back in 1932 when he wrote Brave New World, which he said was their real theorized plan that was adopted by the British royalty, the Dutch royalty. You know about the Nazis and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. So you got a bunch of really smart scientists who were control freaks who interbreed. They create this monster plan. It gets adopted because the robber barons in the U.S. liked it too. Rockefellers, Rothschilds, they all funded it. Go look it up. They funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, the Rockefellers did. And it created this nightmare. And Dr. Cotton, in his deep research, can get into different angles of this, but he covers in the Endgame extras, you know, university plans. He shows the documents where they said in the 60s, we'll put drugs on the street and get everybody on drugs. We'll use entertainment just to get people in this mind-numbed area. And then once you're mind-numbed, then they can start the soft kill culling. So see, everybody needs to understand, just all this decadence and welfare is not going to keep going on. They're just breaking you and making you a bunch of pathetic jellyfish. Why is their number one enemy the returning veterans in the Homeland Security training documents? If you're a new listener, just type in Homeland Security says number one terror threat veterans, and you'll get AP, Reuters, you know, Washington Times. We broke that when a federal marshal and state police gave me a separate document out of Missouri. But the point is that they say that the veterans are who they're going to round up. So while you're out there saluting veterans parades, remember, our government's now run by globalists. Dr. Cotman, finish up with the mindset of these people from your research. And then I want to talk about the fact that I know in the Declaration of Independence we have the power to secede, but not to, we could create a new union or a new country, but I say secede from the occupied federal government to get their attention and then kick them out. You know, the globalists, the Federal Reserve, and reconstitute it. Just that process of the states beginning this will create the moral high ground and will create a fulcrum or focus bases to then launch out. Because we're under an attack. We no more half measures. We either go all the way whole hog and call this out like Ron Paul did 2 days ago in his farewell, or it's over. Because they are bum rushing us. We are under a Tet offensive right now. They are overrunning us. And we've got a zombified public. A lot of us are awake, but it's 20-30% of us are awake. Then you got the zombies. And then the 20-30% we've got, they're going, oh, I'm glad Ron Paul or Dr. Kaufman's there. No, we need you to get involved. But finish up with their mindset and then ideas you've got to try to just beat these people.
Well, you know, it's one of the things that I really went into a state of shock over when I got a hold of some of these early reports and books and so forth of psychiatrists. Now, psychiatry was just beginning to take hold back in the 1800s.
That's their priesthood.
Yeah, well, it is. But these psychiatrists were real psychiatrists. There are still some today, although most of them are out in the twilight zone.
Sure.
What they found was basically, and he described it to a T, he described the modern-day progressive that's in Congress, that's in our court systems, that are in our educational systems. All of these things are described to a T in the 1800s. how they literally cannot connect to reality. They're, excuse me, quite a few cards short of a full deck. And because of that, they have these utopian concepts that will never, ever work. And that's
sure, sure. I've read some of that. They just are obsessed control freaks. And the reason those psychiatrists wrote books about it was because they were working next to the communist or the proto-communist psychiatrist.
Yes. Well, they could see it. I mean, it was very definitely very obvious. And it's what led to the socialist Europe that we have today, communism, all of these things are derived from that particular phenomenon back in the 1800s. Really goes back to Jean-Jacques Rousseau. But nonetheless, by the time the French Revolution was over and so forth, it was pretty well died in concrete.
It's government by psychopathic authoritarians, as Ron Paul has dubbed them.
Yeah, it really is. And as you're not being over exaggeration when you say that either, because they really, now a lot of these people know exactly what they're doing. Obama, for instance, knows exactly what he's doing. He's lying. Basically, he has no problem at all. He's a sociopath. He basically is a pathological liar, and it just rolls right off his tongue. I mean, we saw time after time after time in the debates where he would be stand up there in absolute truth and defy anyone to deny him when we know for absolute fact that he was totally wrong and that he was actually, for instance, energy. Energy, he has tried everything he can to stop.
He said, I will bankrupt coal. And then he gets up in there and says, I never said that. And we can play the video clip right now.
I know. It's just astonishing how he can do that time after time. Benghazi, another classic example, his interview or his press conference.
He said it was terrorism day one. And when he didn't. I mean, it's all now come out that Petraeus was given talking points by the White House and said, do not say it's terrorism. But we saw his ambassador all over the news saying that. No, that's what I'm saying. But the thing is, they're trying to give the general public a mass mental illness. Because once you get the public to accept lies, it fouls the brain electrochemical computer, as you know, where then people just lose track of everything.
They do. And everything is based on emotion. This is the critical thing, I think, more than anything else, is that they base all their decisions on emotion. And emotion, if you continue to follow your emotions, you're going to fall off a cliff. And we are falling off a cliff now because we are in no Neverland. We cannot continue to sustain the types of deficit spending.
We're being maneuvered into bankruptcy, as the globalists said. But expanding on that, I run into this all the time. People call in and they go, you don't like Obama, you're a racist. And I talk to them. These are real people. And I'm like, I'm not saying Romney's good either, but Obama is going to accelerate the program. Collectivism's horrible. Socialism doesn't work. Communism doesn't work. And he's taking our liberties. And they just go, no, you're a racist. And it's like, and then they giggle like they know political correctness is a weapon. It doesn't matter even if they know it's not true. It makes them feel like they have social status.
Yes, it makes them. And they noticed this back in the 1800s. It makes them feel powerful, and they're sick. They should not be in any elected position. They should not be in any educational position, any judicial place, and yet they dominate those particular pillars of our society. And we are in a heap of trouble. And what I don't understand, and just it boggles my mind, Europe is collapsing. Now, not much is shown on the evening news. I go into the great detail in the book, Plundered. But not much is shown on the evening news, but Europe is doomed. There is really no...
I think they had something like 50 fires yesterday and rioting everywhere, just all over Europe, just bedlam.
Yes, it is horrible. And that's the result. It's always the result. There is no case in history.
Yeah, no, this is Jacobin French Revolution Illuminati crap.
It is. It really is. And as soon as you understand that, you understand why communism...
Well, listen, I've got to read Plundered, because I've read your other books, so send us a copy. You probably did. I'm going to get Weldon to carry it in the store, because it's so amazing that I haven't even read your book, but I know it's going to be in it, because it's history. But yes. But I always learn something new and refresh my memory. But when you discover that communism is Jacobin devil worship, I mean, and it's in mainline history books. It's French devil worshipers, German devil worshipers that wanted to go to a 9-day week, no family. They were going to destroy language. They were going to go back to the wilds. And it just turned out they were a bunch of psychopaths.
They really were. The Jacobeans and during the French Revolution, the horror. I mean, we think that World War I and World War II were horrible, and they were. I don't want to diminish that. But the French Revolution was inhuman, literally inhuman. Not as many people were killed, but how they were killed was inhuman. Pulling them apart with horses, anybody that disagreed with you, I mean, it was absolutely.
Oh, giant hordes of Illuminati. That's mainline history, yes. Folks. Running yes. around, raping, killing, burning cities, just foaming at, and then the more and more evil would get in control, and it just ran rampant until Napoleon came in.
And then you had a totalitarian dictator.
Which was the plan all along.
Yeah, I think it really was. And I think that's what we're seeing now with Obama. I don't know how else you can explain it, because he is going to take us right over the cliff and basically create chaos. And out of chaos will come a tyrant.
Let me ask you this, and we're going to go to Aaron Dykes here and keep you to the end of the show and then do a little bit of overdrive for callers that are holding. Dr. Michael Coppins, our guest. But people need to get your book. I mean, I'm not just saying this. I'm actually foaming at the mouth to get it. Plundered. Tell folks the best place to get it.
Right now we have it at, so you can get it on Amazon, but you can also get it at our website. And if you do on our website, it's on AmericaPlundered.com, AmericaPlundered.com. If you order from there, we'll not only give you a 30% discount, but we'll also give you a free copy of Saviors of the Earth, one of my first books that led to the actual stopping of the Convention on Biological Diversity.
And that's the good news. We can stop this. I want to bring Aaron Dykes in and then get your take on it. Aaron, one of our researchers, literally hundreds of articles, newscasts, where they're saying now, there is no such thing as Agenda 21, even though they officially have their operatives, and they're demonizing people, and they're panicking, as you saw in the New York Times, Dr. Kaufman. Aaron, break down these articles for folks, and we'll show people a document cam shot.
Yeah, first, I just want to thank Dr. Kaufman and all the people who've been behind this issue for decades, people like Merkula, who brought Prop 37 to the forefront, everybody who's out there working, and now it's all these activists approaching their state representatives, their state governments, and actually getting them to have meetings, and the system's freaking out. There's this whole flame war in Georgia, and it's the exact stuff you're talking about with the secession movement, with the states' rights movement. The Agenda 21 stuff just overlays with that, and they're all upset because a Tea Party activist who got kicked out of his Tea Party group for spreading Alex Jones and InfoWars information got a meeting with the Senate Majority Leader, Chip Rogers, and now they're saying the video from that is exposed, where he's talking about Agenda 21 being a big problem, and they're
mad. And they're trying to hoax it that, ooh, look, we found a video of the congressman or the state rep being bad, like, ooh, he talked about poo-poo. I mean, I hate to talk like that, but that's what it's like. Oh, my gosh, racism.
Oh, no, it's exactly what you were talking about. Obviously, your comments yesterday about secession were not in a vacuum. It's Georgia, so it's the Deep South. It's racist. It's conspiracy kooks. It's Alex Jones talk. And they're mad because they invited the whole Republican caucus, and a lot of them actually went. And this is happening.
No. Because they've got their UN paid operatives. We can go in and show them the article with all the video links in a 20-minute meeting with one of these guys. Here's Herman Von Rompuy, head of the EU. Here's the head of the ECB. They say they've conquered us. Here they are on CNBC. Here's the documents. Here's the plan. And you win, because it's over. It's over when we expose them.
They've ruined themselves. They're doing that Media Matters plan where they say, oh, it's associated with Alex Jones. It's kooky. It's conspiracy. It ain't going to work. People are finding out about this issue. It's in the Marietta Daily Journal. That's a local Georgia paper. It's in the Atlanta TV station 11.
This is why we're going to beat them, because they still think they control reality with their fraud, like Karl Rove said. Not anymore. Everyone hates them so much that the minute they demonize us, they all come right to us.
Yeah, it's not going to work. You've got the Atlanta news station saying global control theorists meet with Georgia GOP leaders and
global control theorists. You notice these insiders were telling Ron Paul, don't talk about New World Order. He just kicked all them out, and now he goes and gives a speech and says world government's conquered us. He said world government has taken over America. That is the end. That is cyanide to these people.
That's what they show in the news piece. They show world government control, and then they say if you like environmentalism, you might be part of the problem. That's according to these Tea Party activists and the GOP in Georgia. And they make a big, like, making fun of them conspiracy.
Let's get Kaufman's quick take on this, and then we'll continue with a stack of articles. But, Doc, it isn't working anymore. I mean, real environmentalists know that this is just taking control of their movement for eugenics and trying to tax carbon dioxide that plants breathe instead of doing real environmentalism.
I think the majority of people, maybe a small majority at this point, are beginning to start to see through it. And basically, it goes back and again to the 1800s. The only way they can win is by demonizing their opposition. This has been done decade after decade after decade. And now, because of the internet and because of programs like yours and so forth, is being exposed and people are saying, wait a minute. You know, I think Benghazi is a classic example. Anybody who watches Fox News, and I'm not a real strong supporter of Fox News, but at least they're trying to cover the issue, realizes that the whole thing was a cover-up right from the beginning.
It's Obama stood down while that guy got killed over 7 hours, and they had a CIA base down the street full of troops. Why didn't they kill him? Look, they were running that al-Qaeda group. That was the head of security. Right. It's clear. Obama, and I've talked to top military off record. I've talked to Colonel Schaefer on air, and he can, well, off air, he's like, no, that's what's going on. Well, I'm not going to get into it. The point is, it's an Obama hit on that guy.
Yeah, it is. It's really, and same with Petraeus and so forth. Now, Petraeus did what he did and deserves what he got, but nonetheless.
No. He was mad about the stand down, and that's why they've relieved five generals now.
Right. I totally agree. It's all political. It's all vindictive. There hasn't been a single decision by this administration that wasn't political in its nature. Not a single one. Not any that would help or benefit.
We're going to finish up with that in a moment. Finish up with your articles, Aaron. We're going to go to break, but show folks some of the other articles you've got here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just interesting. They've got stuff we talked about in our InfoWars reports on Agenda 21 on the Delphi technique, how they use that to sell you on your own enslavement. And it is all about control.
And Mother Jones and others are admitting they're using it to brainwash
us. This headline, it says, top Georgia GOP lawmakers host briefing on secret Obama mind control plot. And they've got the mind control graphic. And yet it all.
But we've been to the meetings. They admit they're using it.
Oh, yeah. And when we went to the meetings, the little minders let us know they've been watching our videos and they've been reading up on our points, too. They've got secession and conspiracy theories about mind control and domestic watch lists. And they're trying to tie together Florida and Georgia secession with the Agenda 21 thing, acting again like it's.
No. If you don't want the UN coming in and taking over, you're a secessionist.
No, they're acting like it's a Civil War thing when all 50 states are saying, let's get out of this federal, you know, all the stuff.
No, that's how they sell liberals. You don't want to be a stupid toothless white person from the South, a scum. I mean, I love how on TV they attack people from the South. I mean, it's absolutely bigoted, and I'm sick of it. Dr. Michael Kaufman is our guest. Final segment with him. Some phone calls coming up. Aaron, do a report on this, because headline, they're going to damage panic.
Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Don't nobody know trouble for God. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Don't nobody know my trouble for God.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know I get kind of wound up by the third hour and start going in 100 different directions. I always feel sorry for whoever the guest is in the third hour by the time I'm lose my composure and start getting really upset. But, I mean, all I do is study this. The globalists write all these books we've sourced where they talk about how they want to reduce our population and how they want to dumb us down. And then all these idiot collectivists who've been raised to trust the television and the government, you just feel sorry for them. You can't even get mad at them. By the way, we do have plundered. And it's funny, Weldon was already working on carrying it, so we've already got a deal with them. We're going to put it up in the store today, so you can also order Plundered at InfoWarsShop.com and support all of our work. Behind the Green Mask, Unigena 21, Rosa Corey. This is a great book because it's nonfiction. They got books that are fiction on this now coming out. Great to give. And by the way, she's a liberal, a Democrat. This is not a left-right issue. That's why, plus it's a great book. It's so important to get out to people. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the film I made with Dr. Kaufman that breaks this all down. When you tell people it was made 6 years ago, it blows them away. It's evergreen. More important now than ever because all the stuff in it's coming true. So get that DVD and give it to others at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to end today. We extended it out like 4 or 5 days. You get the ProPure 15% off water filtration, the best deal out there at InfoWarsStore.com. That's coming down tonight. So get those orders in if you want. It'll still be 10% off with promo code WATER. You just got to do WATER 15 right now. So that's there. Doc, you know, I've launched this whole move to try to get the states to really stand up against the feds. The article is up at Infowars.com, Why the States Must Secede to Save America. And I lay out my reasons for it there. I have a video there. I have Ron Paul agreeing that secession is as American as George Washington and apple pie. And I've had his advisors on the last day. Bruce Fein is top advisor from the campaign on policy is on Monday. Had Edwin Vieira on. But they agree this is the move as the bully pulpit. And that the key to this is what you've exposed. It's a globalist corporate takeover through the UN, the mega banks created, the Rockefellers created on record, and this is how they're taking us over. And they're now saying we're treasonous if we don't want to go under UN. I mean, here it is. UN to seek internet kill switch next month, documents show, and that's what Obama's secret order is doing, is handing them the codes to the DNS registry. I mean, we're going under this, and we've got to say no. They hope to just push this in because we're designed to face a military attack, not a corporate sabotage takeover. What do you say in closing on that, sir?
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. You're cutting in and out, and I hope I'm not doing that on your end. But it is absolutely essential that we begin to say no. The secessionist movement that's gone on the last few days, I think, is absolutely astounding and really exciting. However, remember that we really need to get our economy at the state level in shape before we can succeed, because a lot of states, and I'm in Maine, and we're one of them. I've had the chance to talk to the governor. He says we cannot survive without federal help right now. We're trying to get out from underneath that, but if we were to succeed right now, we would go under financially. And I know a lot of states are like that. So it's got to be a dual effort. We've got to
establish. Sure, sure. I'm saying use the states beginning the meetings and the legislatures pointing out that the UN's taken over. That's what they're afraid of. See, I don't just know this historically. Their entire battle plan is based around stopping us exposing it's a foreign takeover and demonizing secession. That's because they know that's their Achilles heel.
Absolutely. I agree. And let me tell you, folks, I've been working on this since the late 1980s. Agenda 21 is real. Sustainable America is real. You can find it on the internet.
You beat it on the UN site. You beat it in the mid-1990s in Congress. We're going to beat it again. God bless you, sir.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I got to read this comment from Infowars.com in the article, Ron Paul, the founders believe in secession. I just had it here and then this somehow hit reload. He said, I'm sick of those who say secession is illegal. If our founding fathers thought like that, we'd be calling Elizabeth II our queen right now. Ever heard of NDAA, Agenda 21, or our country is becoming a communist police state? People in the UK do jail time for Facebook posts. Do you want to have the same thing happen to you? I'm moving to Texas as soon as I can. I want my vote to count. Absolutely. That person is on target. Listen. Listen. They're arresting people that mildly criticize the government in England now. I mean, say stuff like, I think the government's corrupt. The cops come and arrest you and put it on the news to scare everybody. They're under the exact same thing about 5 years ahead of us. I mean, these people are evil, okay? And they're trying to hire a bunch of criminal cops to enforce it. The good news is most police forces won't be part of this. But they're having warrantless checkpoints. I've got reporters out on the highway, and there's so much cell phone traffic or it's being jammed. They can't get a Skype connection to us, but Jakari Jackson and Marcos Morales, they've got all the footage of the U.S. Army running checkpoints and traffic control on the highway that is literally 300 yards from where I'm sitting. It's a couple miles on the road where it's happening. There's black helicopters, army helicopters this morning. I mean, I'm living in an insane asylum. I mean, that's all I can say. Let's go ahead and jam in some calls here. Thanks for holding. Steve in New York, what's your take on all this?
Hi, Alex. I hope you go on your bullhorns and blast truth out and the walls of the New World Order, Bastille, come crumbling down, turn to dust.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. We got to move quicker with these callers. James in Florida, God bless you, caller. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I believe that the brush fires of liberty are burning hotter than ever. I believe that your call for state nullification powers is the right one. And I would also like to state that I think the term secession or seceding might be the wrong one to use. I think we might want to use another word for this movement.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to think of the word. I mean, what do you call it when the states recognize that we've been hijacked and then reconvene the republic? We need to call it the second, you know, the second birth of the republic, rebirth. I mean, but I mean, the mechanism is secession. They have to exercise and begin the secession legislative vote. And that's what it is. We've elected them. We need to engage it. I mean, we need to, you know, say, I'm leaving this bad relationship, because it's like you wake up and it's not your wife in the bed next to you. You're not, it's not your husband. And you're like, oh, yes, I am your wife, or I am your husband. You're like, no, you're not. Get out of the bed. So you got to get out of the bed first to say, I told you get out of the bed, or I'm going to stomp your head in politically. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. And the thing is, the mainstream media is going to use secession as a racist term because of its, you know, connotations to the Civil War.
But they have secession all over the world.
I agree. But perhaps if we used a term like liberationist instead of, you know, secessionist.
I agree. The states need to liberate themselves from the New World Order. They need to reconvene the republic and do you understand? We've been taken over by foreign banks. I mean, that's a big deal. And thank God Ron Paul is the man I know he is for coming out and saying we've been taken over. Did you hear his speech where he said we're under global government?
All 48 minutes of it was the most powerful speech I've ever heard in my life. I agree we're being taken over by the globalists. Using the states to fight the globalists is the way to go. But calling it secession is feeding into the media calling us racist.
I know, but sometimes you just gotta go with it. I mean, you know what? Because, oh, I'm a racist. I mean, it's just good. But listen, I hear you. All I'm saying is use that name to say, oh, yeah, this type of secession. Not the secession the liberal media told you about, but the real one, because they're not liberals. Oh, my gosh, that's it. So far, we'll be back where I break down the whole battle plan to restore the republic. The states must reboot the republic using their secession powers in the Declaration of Independence that points out the inherent rights. This Sunday, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, I will air the whole Ron Paul speech with my commentary. Sunday, 4 to 6. Pray for us. We need your prayers.